SDB House, the former Tata Palace, Mumbai. The Tatas are the most illustrious and one of the oldest business families of Bombay, giving the city its landmark, the Taj Mahal Palace Hotel opposite another landmark, the Gateway of India. With affluence and luxury marking every Tata construct, their residences too, stand a league apart. While Esplanade House, home to the legendary J.R.D. Tata, is the crowning glory, not far behind is Tata Palace, which Sir Ratan Tata dwelled in. Erstwhile Tata Palace is now the corporate headquarters of Deutsche Bank, with senior management occupying the residential quarters. In 1992, the bank acquired the property from the Tatas and renovated its interiors to make it more suitable for an office. It underwent extensive restoration of its facade, courtyard and terrace, in 2004. Tata Palace. The White Palatial Mansion is a 1912 structure in Baroque style. Ornate statues line its facade and its terrace. Massive Corinthian columns on the balcony stretch from the first floor to the third. As we enter the palace, a large courtyard to the right greets the visitors. A rotunda with a statue is on one corner of this courtyard. The ornate entrance veranda is just a glimpse of the marvelous architecture within. A grand winding staircase goes to the first floor from the double-storied foyer. Ionic columns and chandeliers ooze out an old-world charm. Another floor up, a small private balcony has two beautiful statues on its pillars. From here, the open terrace is another floor up. Statues of goddess Flora and cherubs in playful glory line the bordering wall. The all-white vista makes the place look angelic. A small gazebo in the corner adds elegance. What was once an exclusive and private residence is now an office. Still exclusive, but the Deutsche Bank is making the place accessible to discerning seekers like me and to lovers of art. Next time you are near Victoria Terminus or CSMT, look out for this ivory architecture marvel. And words, coming up next week.